the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Gentlemen, this is Lair Adams with an amazing new product I know you'll have to have. Do you suffer from any known malady, real or imagined? Are you in any way unhappy? Have you ever felt bad in your life? Well, do I have an unbelievable offer for you? The incredible Obamacare, the progressives' pick for wonderful product of the year. That's right, anything you don't like in life will disappear like magic with Obamacare. In a moment, I'll tell you the unbelievably low price of this life-changing product. But wait! If you act now, we'll send you a beautiful Barack is my big brother mini hand towel for free! But if that wasn't enough, act now! We'll also send you your own personal colonoscopy kit, complete with rubber glove embossed with Barack Obama's fingerprints. But only if you act now. Get ready for the foolishly low price of less than free! Or so it will seem. Now, to make this even better, call the next 5 minutes, and we'll double the offer. This promotion not valid anywhere the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL is heard, or the co-host of that show, Christopher Hart.
You better look out there, Lair Adams, or they're going to be looking to hire you to help sell it for real.
Don't leave you out now.
I tell you, they're looking high and low to help them find some people to sell this thing. Anyway, folks, we're not going to sell that snake all around here. We're going to sell the cure for it. That's right, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time, News Talk 660 WORL, and that was Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart. We are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we get rolling here, I'd just like to say this portion of our show is being sponsored by Lake Mary Jewelers. That's our friend Pasquale Barba over at Cafe Positano. He and Carl Scarlotta have teamed up and opened up Lake Mary Jewelers. It's right there at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard. So if you're going up I-4 heading east, just get off at Lake Mary. And Lake Emma's the first light on your right, and it's right there on the right. I was going to say, this is the gift-giving time of year, and of course it's always a good time to give someone that you really love a gift. And what better gift to give than the one that is going to at least, appreciate in value if it's a diamond, and if it's gold, at least it'll appreciate in value.
That's right, Chris, and several of our listeners have told us they've taken some of their jewelry in there to have it cleaned.
That's right.
And appraised, et cetera. They do everything there.
They'll buy
a great
gold,
job, too.
Buy gold, clean gold. They will appraise it for you. They will help you sell it if they don't buy it from you. And it's right there, as I said, Lake Mary Jewelers. If you'd like to give them a call, 407-878-6230. Once again, that's 407-878-6230. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the American Adversaries. Okay, we're going to get started here now, folks. Nostradamus, our executive producer, is going to join us here shortly. But first of all, we've got a couple of guests in the studio with us I'd like to introduce, and then we're going to interview. And one of them is our good friend Roger Franklin Williams, who also has a show here on the Salem Network. And it's the Roger Franklin Williams Show, which is live every Wednesday morning from 11 to noon on 950 WTLN and 1520 WBZW. And don't forget, every Friday night, The Apopka Blue Dogs football games are being called by Roger. And his play, he's Roger's the play-by-play guy, and I guess Joe Ferrero's the color man. Roger, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me. I love the show, and it's always great to be on.
Absolutely. And we also have in the studio with us someone who's been on the show before as well, and it doesn't seem like a year has gone by, but it's been a while since you had we've had you in here, Kathy, and we're talking about Kathy Hewitt, who's with an organization that she started called Just Our Soldiers Helpers. Kathy, thank you for being back with us.
Thank you for having me today.
This is a real treat, Kathy.
Absolutely. Folks, you've heard me talking about it. You may have heard the commercials running on the network here during the day and evening. Their second annual Tee Time for the Frontline Golf Tournament is coming up, and it's coming up fast. It's a week from this Saturday, which is November 2nd. It's going to be at the Temequan Golf and Country Club up here in Lake Mary. But before we get into the details all about this, Kathy, I'd just like for you to remind some of our listeners who have heard it and maybe have forgotten, and others who have not heard about your organization, what is Just Our Soldiers Helpers all about?
We find soldiers. Right now, most of our packages are going to soldiers in Afghanistan. And we look for the soldiers who are in the very worst locations, and where they don't have a PX or a way to purchase care or hygiene items or snacks or food, any kind of morale item, really. But for the most part, we ship just hygiene products, body wash, deodorant, the things that we all take for granted. And then
insecticides are big there.
We can't ship a lot of the insecticides. We do ship a lot of
skin balm and things.
Skin, like Skin So Soft lotion that is a
boy,
skin
we need
repellent.
To hook her up with Ed Roxy. You need to be sending them some Roxy Pacifics. It's a great. It's a totally safe, all natural anti. Here it is, right here.
Antibacterial
and anti-inflammatory. I always get stumped on those. But it's a great product, and it comes in a nice little squirt thing, and I bet they would find a good use for it over there.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
And has the need for your services diminished?
Not at all. Not at all. A lot of people are under that idea right now. But actually, we've taken on two more new units that just got to Afghanistan. And a couple of months ago, we had gotten a new unit, and they got our first package. And I got an email back from the lieutenant colonel, and he said, thank you so much. He said, you don't know what a big relief it is that we have got a supporter. He said, we were so afraid that people were going to think that we were all out of here and not support us on this deployment.
Well, exactly, Kathy. I mean, it's got to drive you crazy that right now so many people are forgetting that we have soldiers in Afghanistan. We have soldiers in tough places that are doing incredible mm-hmm. things. But, oh, no, we have so many of our problems going on here. And it's important for people like you to bring that up.
Well, a lot of people right now, I mean, I've even had family members who have said, well, you're not going to have to do this much longer because they're all coming home.
Yeah.
And every day there are new ones going. You know, yes, some are coming home, but it's just the change in troops. And, you know, it's not over yet.
There's always another place.
And there is always another place.
Roger.
So. No, I just really appreciate what you're doing, and I think it's great that we've got to remember all the men and women that are over there under tough conditions.
Well, you know, when my nephew was there, and I don't want to take too much time, but when my nephew was there and we started shipping care packages to him, he was the first soldier that I shipped to, and I thought, you know, he had a lot of family support. He had three aunts, a wife, a mother. But what about the soldiers who are in those locations where they can't purchase things and they don't have the family support? If they don't have somebody like Josh shipping to them, how are they going to get the stuff they need? I've actually shipped hygiene products to people, and one soldier wrote a thank you email to me and told me that he'd been out of deodorant for 2 days.
What a beautiful thing to have a package coming from someone that's not Uncle Sam. You know, it's, in your case, your aunt.
I'm Aunt Kathy to a lot of them.
Well, that's a great point.
I have had a lot of new nieces and nephews added to my family.
But it's a different point. I mean, let's face it, they know Uncle Sam, but you represent real America and the people back here that care about them.
And you just mentioned nephews and nieces. You provide gender-specific packages.
Oh, yes. Yes, I just, matter of fact, just 2 days ago, I got two new females who were just asking for female hygiene products. I mean, not to be crude, but they have a difficult time getting those.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking eyelash straighteners and things like that.
We're talking female necessities.
Well, that's it. And that's what's so important. And we understand they can get those through different sources, but you supply it right there in their hands.
By the way, folks, you can help Kathy out by going to justoursoldiershelpers.org. You just spell all that out, justoursoldiershelpers.org. And we'll be talking about the golf tournament when we come back, but she can always use a little bit of help, volunteer help and financial help, obviously, to put these packages together and pay the shipping. She does get some help, but obviously the more help she gets, the more she can do. And this is a need that is going on. This is a hot war over there, folks, and we're going to be talking about that when we come back. Okay, don't forget, that's justoursoldiershelpers.org.
Folks, these packages are not put together by elves. This isn't Keebler. This is the real thing, and they need your help. We are the American Adversaries. Thank you. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Badd Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
All right. We try to be anyway. Okay, folks, that's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time. 407-774-8255 is our phone number. In just a moment, we're going to give out Kathy Hewitt and Josh's phone number. And thank you. One of our listeners called and asked for that phone number. If you would like to be a part of the show, please give us a call. Lair Adams and Christopher Hart here in the studio with you. And along with us is Roger Franklin Williams, another member of the Salem Communications team. Roger, thanks again for being with us. And Kathy Hewitt of Just Our Soldiers Helpers. And Kathy, what is your phone number over there, please?
It's 407-314-1607.
Okay, read that again, please.
407-314-1607.
Okay, and we'll definitely put that up on our Facebook site, too. But for you folks who don't have or don't want to use a computer, once again, that's 407-314-1607. And that's Kathy Hewitt over at Josh. Real quickly, the golf tournament. It's coming up on November 2nd.
That is right.
And it's going to be at the Temequan Country Club up there, club golf course. That's a really nice course.
They have just redone a lot of it, too. They redid their banquet facility and redid all the greens. And I'm not a golfer, so I'm not really sure what this means, but they said they have brand-new mini Verde greens, and those are supposed to be just awesome.
So. Roger, are you a golfer? No, neither are we.
No, if it doesn't have a windmill on the course, I don't play it. You know, I go to the good ones.
Absolutely. So how do people get involved?
Well, if they want to play in the tournament, we do have a tournament website that is joshgolftournament.com. They can get more information about the tournament there. We are planning a really good day that day. We have a Beat the Pro contest going on. Then we have Dixon Golf is going to be there with some special contests and so forth. There's a hole-in-one contest. People have the opportunity to win $10,000.
Wow.
And all of the net proceeds from this tournament.
Have the opportunity to win how much?
$10,000.
How do they do
that? That's a hole in one, and I think it might be on their hardest hole.
Okay, all right. Nonetheless, that's going to be true for your tournament. Somebody wax one in there.
And then there are three other holes that they'll have the opportunity to win $500 on.
Oh, that's great.
Now, are they selling mulligans and things like that?
Yes.
Oh, you got to sell those mulligans.
Selling mulligans, and then there's a silent auction afterwards.
And it's only $100 for a player.
That is right, and that includes a barbecue buffet dinner after the tournament.
Woo-hoo!
And Wayne Dench has been kind enough to donate beer that will be served
all
on the course.
Right. There you go.
And
now you're
we'll,
talking.
Of course, have some butter.
That always
water,
improves
too.
Your golf game, I've noticed.
And it's $380 for a foursome, so if four of you guys want to get together, you can save yourself enough for the gasoline to go out there and back. Okay, and that's November 2nd at the Temequan Golf and Country Club up here in Lake Mary, Florida. And once again, you can go to joshgolftournament.com or give Kathy a call at 407-314-1607. Now, do you also have other things, sponsor packages and things like that? If,
yes, we do have sponsor packages still available. Those are also are all detailed on the tournament site.
You have a sponsorship packages starting as low as $100 and going up from there.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
So folks, you know, just for $100, you can either come out and have fun, or you can be a sponsor of this great tournament, this great event.
Now, Kathy, are you also looking for volunteers for your organization, or do you have enough right now?
Right now, I have enough for the packing most, because a lot of times if we don't have like enough items donated, there'll just be two or three of us packing, because if we get actually we've got two motorcycle clubs that have gotten involved with helping us. There's one group called MFC, that's Military Firefighters and Cops.
Yep.
And
You
came to
Big Pig.
Yes.
Who is a police officer? Who's investigator?
And
who
you
calls
came to one
Big
of the fundraisers they did.
Poker Run.
And then there is another group that has a lot of veterans and a lot of caring hearts called the Caretakers, and they have also jumped on board and helped. And the Caretakers actually did a packing on Sunday helped me. Took up everything that they did a fundraiser in the summer, so I took the money that they had donated, bought all the supplies with it, and we took it to the Fleet Reserve and they packed it. But we have a lot of offers for people to pack. Right now our biggest problem is just getting the supplies.
Okay. Speaking of supplies, Ed Roxy has stepped up to the plate. He tried to call in during the last segment. I called him during the break, and Ed Roxy is going to provide Roxy Pacific's products to go in your packages.
Awesome.
And
Ed is a great guy. Let me tell you.
And it's a great product, and it's the perfect environment, if you will, for rashes and bug bites and all these sorts of things. And this is really a great product for that type of thing. And it's
that
all natural.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. That
all
is wonderful.
Natural. And so we're going to get you hooked up with Ed Roxy after the show. Mm-hmm. So hats off to Ed Roxy, folks.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roxy.
Okay. All right. We appreciate that, Ed, and we appreciate what you're doing, Kathy. And as Kathy said, the need has not gone away, and it's not going away anytime soon, contrary to popular belief. And as we found out during the government shutdown, our finest young Americans, men and women, are being killed, basically as we speak, over in Afghanistan and other places, but mostly in Afghanistan. And there were five dead during the government shutdown. And, of course, we only found out about them because their families were being threatened with not having the death benefits provided. So that's how... Let's just say how derelict the press has been in reporting what is still going on in Afghanistan. There occasionally, hats off to this week on the ABC Sunday morning show, because at least they do recognize the fallen each week. But that is too very few and too very far between. We cannot allow this to happen. We cannot allow these people to be forgotten or even felt like they're forgotten over there. And that's why it is such a godsend to have people like Kathy Hewitt out here doing what she's doing. And there's nobody else doing it. And if we don't do it, it won't get done. And let's just say that there are some over there who will, this will be one of the last things that they get that they can appreciate. Tell the listeners, please, about the story you were telling me before the show about the sergeant.
It's tough for me to talk about sometimes, but we actually, one of the soldiers that we were actively shipping to, I had actually just shipped him a package 3 days before he was killed over there. And I checked on. I check the Department of Defense website regularly to make sure that everybody on our shipping list. We typically have 25 or 30 contacts at one time that we're shipping to, and they distribute the packages for us. And I went on the website that day, and Staff Sergeant Thomas Basor was on the list, and was one of the sweetest young men I had ever talked to. And he and I communicated by way of email, and then he actually, I received a thank you from another soldier one day, and I looked at my list and was like, he's not on my list. And so I wrote to him, and I was trying to think, I knew that he was possibly someone who didn't get mail. And Thomas Basor had given him one of the care packages. And that boy is having a very, very difficult time right now.
They need us, folks. And Kathy needs you. Just our soldiershelpers.org, 407-314-1607.
Here is tonight's American Adversaries Soundbite RX News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's Soundbite RX News Minute is brought to you by Roxy Pacifics. That's R-O-C-Z-E-Y Pacifics with an X.net. Roxy Pacifics is an all-natural kelp and vitamin-based antibacterial and anti-inflammatory. It is totally safe for kids, pets, and yourself. Do yourself a favor, RoxyPacifics.net. Now here's Christopher Hart with Ted Boger of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, you know, this administration has been the most aggressive in history in pursuing the recipients of leaked material from White House sources. But it turns out that they have been doing the leaking and doing it for political advantage.
Of course they have. You're right, Chris. The White House and the State Department officials cooperated extensively with a New York Times journalist. And all of this to bolster a tough image for itself, the administration, on Iran. So we cannot possibly think that Obama and the Obama administration is not leaking information, confidential national security information, to the world or to whomever it needs to in order to further their agenda.
I believe these revelations are coming out thanks in part to a book by New York Times chief Washington correspondent David Sanger.
That's absolutely correct. Sanger's book includes leaks of confidential national security information, including a million things. But one of the things crazy is that there's details of a computer worm called Stuxnet that was used in a cyber attack against Iran. So we're not just leaking tiny little names and tiny little bits of information. We're leaking national security things that can have a huge impact on us worldwide.
And these are things that the Obama administration protested so loudly that shouldn't be happening, that we're jeopardizing security and was using the Espionage Act to pursue journalists.
Of course, he's going to do anything, and by he, I mean the Obama administration, is going to do anything in their power to promote their agenda and get what they want. Nobody is free from this. I mean, everyone is at risk, and the whole point of this espionage and the releasing of the information is access. These journalists want access, and Obama wants to give it to them as long as it furthers his agenda.
The David Sanger book is called Confront and Conceal, Obama's Secret Wars and Surprising Use of American Power. Find out more about it at SoundbiteRx.com. Don't forget, folks, take that cure for ignorance at SoundbiteRx.com. Thanks, Ted. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Laser Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary, 660 WORL. Love ya.
Okay, here we go. All right, folks, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time, News Talk 660 WORL. Christopher Hart, Lair Adams with you. And once again, we want to thank Kathy Hewitt for coming in. And folks, please, you know, help her out one way or another. If you can't send her some money, just tell her story to other folks. And just please keep it alive out there, because it's important that our troops are not left alone. Okay, 407-314-1607 is the phone number. And Yeah, justoursoldiershelpers.org, that's right, is the website. So once again, thanks to Kathy Hewitt and everything she's doing. Roger Franklin Williams is in with us tonight. Roger, had you ever heard of the organization, Josh?
No, I hadn't. It was one of the great benefits of being here with you guys. I'm really impressed with the organization, with Kathy Hewitt, and it was very uplifting and moving to think that someone such as herself and those who help her are out there doing, on their own initiative, just doing whatever they can do to help our fighting men and women overseas, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Listen, I know that you do a various assortment of type radio shows, everything from sports to a show that you do on 950, which is more patriotism and religious. What did you think when you heard that during the government shutdown, the government was not going to allow our troops to watch football games on Armed Force Radio? What did you think about that?
Yeah, I was just outraged by it. But I would like to say I was surprised, but I wasn't really surprised. I mean, look at who the president is. You know, I mean, look at his background.
Right.
Look at his affiliations and associations. Every step of the way as he was climbing the ladder, he literally started his political career in the home of a domestic terrorist, Bill Bernadine Ayers.
Right.
Bill Bernadine Dorn and William Ayers.
I call her Bernadine Ayers, just a P-O-er, you know.
And then, of course, it's not just him, but, you know, his administration has stocked with fellow leftists, fellow cultural leftists. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that they wouldn't be supportive of our military, or they would even go out of their way to make things even more difficult for the men and women of our military.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it was a huge mistake on his part, that and closing down the memorials in Washington, D.C.
And the denying of the death benefits, attempting to.
That's right, because people in the military and their families will remember those things for a long time. Roger, you've been in radio a long time. Have you seen it change a lot over the years?
Yeah, it changed dramatically. I would suggest maybe not so much for the better personally. I mean, what I mean by that is when I first got into the market, in this market, I started at the old WLOF back in 1980.
Right.
And one of the things I thought was very good was that virtually every station had different ownership. I think the consolidation of huge mega companies owning, you know, virtually every station in the market. I don't know if our listeners are aware. I'm sure they're not big in all the inside baseball of the radio industry. But right here in our own market, other than Salem, and Salem's a smaller big company,
right.
But there are three huge conglomerates that own literally every radio station in the market. And personally, I just don't think that's really a good thing for a couple reasons. One, what it had led to was, you know, 30 years ago in this market, and I think other markets around the country, there were a lot of shows just like yours and mine, a lot of locally based shows,
right.
A lot of information
local talent
on your the radio, mm-hmm. Covered the local area, whether it was a local political scene, whether it was local high school sports like we do in WBZW, and so you had that, and then. And I think that's gone by the wayside because, you know, just because of economies of scale and just the economic realities, what it led to was a syndication. You know, people just plug in syndicated, whether it's syndicated shows, some of which are good, like Rush Limbaugh, of course, but or syndicated music, or it,
right.
It became more of just a cookie cutter, kind of approach, which I don't think is good. And then secondly, I know from a behind the scenes, a business standpoint, you've got a handful of companies have essentially a monopoly, and that's led to a decline in service for the advertising clients, basically, because there's essentially an attitude, well, if you don't advertise with us, there's really not anywhere you're going to go.
See, right. Right. Larry, I see you nodding your head over there.
No, I'm just agreeing with you guys. Yeah, I know what it's like.
Well, let's bring
Nostradamus here.
Yeah, let's bring Nostradamus in, because he's another man who's been in radio a long time. You concur with Roger Franklin Williams, Nostradamus?
Yeah, and you know, Roger, you're bringing me back to when I started in radio. I'm going to date myself here. 1982 was my first job in radio up in New York. There were something like 35 radio stations in New York City, and I think they were owned by 31 different companies. And today, it's like that in every market. There's only 2, 3, 4 big groups that own multiple stations in every market. And it's sad, because the little guy, especially the little guy trying to be a DJ, there's no such thing as, hey, we'll try you in overnights on the weekend, see how you sound. That just doesn't exist.
No, overnights on the weekend is a plug into the radio, basically,
yeah.
a voice out of L.A. or New York or something. Yeah, exactly.
And while the quality of those shows may be good, it's not local, and so it really, a lot of people will just as soon listen to their iPod.
So I guess you guys are in a roundabout way saying that the Orlando market should feel sort of fortunate that they have the American adversaries in drive time.
Absolutely.
Because it is sort of unusual.
Because I appreciate what you do.
But that is something Salem has tried to do in other markets like New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, and that is to have some local guys, either in the morning drive or the afternoon drive.
Well, I think radio is a very unique medium. I've been a lover of radio literally all my life. Just going back to when, I was, a little kid, a toddler, and my parents would be at work and our housekeeper would have the old, WOKB Tiger radio on playing Motown. I mean, radio has just been a big part of my life, and my father was also just listening to the ball games on the radio. But I think that's two, so I'm a big radio guy. I'm a believer in the medium, and there are two things that radio has, local radio, that no other medium really has. One is that personal touch. And it should have the local feel. And those two things have gone by the wayside largely with this huge, when the conglomerates took over, because first thing you do, they take off the local guy, like Nasser was just saying,
right.
or gal, and they just plug in something syndicated. And so you basically had a complete, not only loss of jobs, but loss of potential careers because the people, that's how Rush Limbaugh started, was as a disc jockey. That's how Glenn Beck started, was as a disc jockey. Well, that has been largely curtailed just because it's become a largely a canned music kind of a situation. And then the other thing is, the local aspect has largely been taken out of the equation, other than people that go to extraordinary efforts like yourself, and I have a lot of insight into the extraordinary efforts you have to go to and how hard it is, because I do the same thing myself. But it takes that kind of super effort to have a local program when back in the day, that was the norm. Yeah, every station had local programming, live local programming.
Nostra Dennis?
Yeah, I worked with Rush in New York, and for a while, he had a TV show, and he would tell me he did 3 hours of prep work for his three-hour radio show and another 3 hours of prep work for a 22-minute-long, content-filled, half-hour TV show. And after about 2 years, he said, I just don't enjoy TV. I mean, radio is, if you're a good artist with words, you can paint a different painting every day, and you can have a lot of fun doing it. And that's why I love radio as well.
No, it's a very personal medium. People listen to the radio when they wake up in the morning. It's first thing I hear in the morning is my local radio. People listen to the radio the last thing they hear before they go to bed, drift off to bed. People listen to the radio when you're in your car, oftentimes all by yourself. So you really begin to build a bond with those voices that you hear, and then also with the particular radio stations, and when those stations and those voices are when the local element and the live element is taken away from that, and it's just some canned voice out of some major market somewhere, you really lose a lot of the appeal of the radio. And certainly some canned voice from San Diego or Kansas City isn't talking about the soccer stadium issue or things that are important, or our local weather. What's going to happen? What's the weather going to be like tonight or tomorrow? Things that people passionately and intimately care about.
Just as a side note, one of the things I get a kick out of is when I meet people, who've never seen me, but they've heard my voice, and you're him? That's like the voice doesn't match the face, I guess, sometimes. But you mentioned the soccer stadium. That's been approved, so, it's not like we could do anything about it. But do you think it's a good idea for Orlando to have this soccer stadium, in that particular location?
No, I think it's a terrible idea, no matter where it would be located. But on top of it, I think it's a bad idea for that location, too. That's a whole other can of worms, because apparently you're going to be kicking out a lot of people in their local neighborhood.
That's right.
But I can tell you, I literally do not know one person that supports public money going to a soccer stadium in Orlando. I don't think I can think of a person that I know that likes soccer, frankly. Well,
Teresa Jacobs was jumping up and down last night. She's probably never seen a soccer game, you think, Nostradamus?
Yeah, you know, talk to Jeff. Jeff Sennis, he is the soccer fan in Orlando. So
well,
he'd be behind it. The rest of us, not so much.
Not so much. That's right. Well, right now, Jeff's a big wrestling fan because we're going to see.
Yeah, well, Jeff's a great guy, and he's a huge sports fan. So
yeah, he is. Yeah, he definitely is.
I guess it surprised me, but.
And I guess we should take this moment to wish Nick LoCicero good luck because his team, the Boston Red Sox, they're going to play tonight to begin the World Series against the St. Louis Cardinals. Who do you pick in that, Roger?
You know, I haven't really been following it close enough to really have a team.
Yeah,
you're
involved
make a prediction.
In football right now. Nostradamus, you got any prognostications on the World Series?
Yeah, it's a shame there's only going to be 3 real baseball games because 4 of them are going to have that designated hitter thing. But I think it'll go 7, and I think the Cardinals are going to win it.
Ooh, Nick's in there frowning. He's shaking his head. I'm picking the Red Sox. There's just something about they've still got that magic going. I mean, two grand slams and exciting victories in the ALCS. I don't know. I just think maybe once again it's their year. But we'll see. All right, when we come back, Nostradamus has got some news items he's going to update us on. We'll continue the conversation with Roger Franklin Williams. And you can be a part of it, too. 407-774-8255 is that number. And please, once again, help out Just Our Soldiers Helpers by going to justoursoldiershelpers.org or give Kathy a call at 407-314-1607. And if you're a golfer, there's a great tournament coming up on the 2nd. You might want to get in on. We'll be right back.
The American Adversaries, where you and the president can wrestle for the truth.
We're still in this wrestling match with
Blair Adams
and
Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
And we're also joined right now by our producer, Nostradamus, is on the line right now. Mr. Nostradamus, sir, how's that Obamacare thing going on I brought up at the opening of our show? Is that's all fun and cookies, right?
How is that Obamacare thing going? Well, two fronts that are really top of mind today. One is that hundreds of thousands of cancellation letters are being sent to people who buy their own insurance coverage, saying that they are not going to be covered at the end of this year thanks to Obamacare. They're going to have to dump themselves into the public system.
And a lot of that has to do with the fact that whatever coverage they have now does not meet the standards or criteria, whatever you want to call it, for Obamacare. So, in other words, their policies ain't good enough,
right.
in spite of what they themselves thought when they bought it.
Either they're incomplete, according to the government, or they don't cover things that the government mandates should be covered.
That's right. Nostradamus, you just have to have that maternity care, whether you think you need it or not.
Yeah, people keep asking me if I'm pregnant. I'm not. I'm just fat.
Okay. Listen, we got a couple of calls, but before we get to them, I was intrigued because Kathleen Sebelius is out there telling people that Barack Obama had no idea that this was going to be a catastrophe. Now,
yeah.
I want to go around the room. I'll start with you, Nostradamus. Give us the particulars, and then do you believe that?
Yeah, she was in an interview with CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And she was asked when the president first learned about any problems with the website. She said it was in the first couple of days after the site went live October 1st. And Gupta said, but not before that? Sebelius said, no, sir. That far enough?
Yeah. Do you believe her?
No.
Okay. Larry, do you believe her?
No. And Dennis, did you happen to see Sanjay Gupta's interview with Dick Cheney?
What a jerk there, too. Well, before we go to that, Roger, do you believe what Kathleen Sebelius is saying Barack Obama didn't know?
No.
Now, you see,
I really don't believe anything she says.
Well,
in addition to that.
Well, that goes. The true, I'll go along with that logic. But I'm going to be the contrarian here, and I'm going to say I believe her. And now let's just look back and see. Now, Barack Obama, he didn't know anything about the NSA scandal. He didn't know anything about the IRS scandal. He didn't know anything about Benghazi. He didn't know anything about Fast and Furious. Why should we expect him to have known anything about this? I mean, it had to have been George Bush's fault all along anyway.
Sure. Sebelius says, you know, it was all the contractors and the agencies responsible for their project. And she said, She had hoped they had their A-team on the table from the start, but now we're going to go out and get new contractors and agencies to come on in, and they're calling it a tech surge. They're going to surge right in and fix all these problems.
Yeah, right. I'll believe that when, well, never mind. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we'll come back to you, Nostradamus. Rick, thank you for calling this afternoon. And
hi, guys.
Hey, what do you think about that soccer stadium?
Well, number one, I don't believe her. And if she was right, then that means we elected Sergeant Schultz. But that,
that's about the size of it.
Soccer stadium. The only reason I think it passed is because they threw in some more BS for the Citrus Bowl and the PAC, both of which got voted down, what, three times?
Yeah, well.
And then they brought it back and just said, well, you proletariats don't know what's good for you, and we do.
Yeah, that's about
and
the size.
Now we're getting stuck with another stupid boondoggle for a niche market. That if it was so much sunshine and lollipops, they should have been able to get private financing for it.
That's for sure. All right, thank you, Rick. We appreciate you being out there. He's pretty well got it right in the most part. My thought was, Roger, if they were going to do it, why not do it down there on I-Drive, where you have a lot of out-of-town tourists from England, from Europe, you know, from South America, countries where soccer's a big deal. I mean, does that make too much sense?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, let's go to Bob, our friend Bob, who's calling from Utah. Hey, Bob, how are you this afternoon?
Pretty good.
Good.
Thanks for sending the shirt all the way out here. The only problem is when I wear the shirt, I've got to spend 15 minutes explaining to the five guys' names.
All right. That's pretty cool, though. It gives you an opening.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is that I don't think Obama is going to run again. So I think that all this discussion on the healthcare system is mute. Whether it works or it doesn't work, and they blame it on him, they're still going to vote for Democrats because they're going to say the Republicans won't fix the healthcare plan. They will just get rid of the healthcare plan.
Well,
the people just vote again for the Democrats.
Well, I'm sure they already had that same idea, but that's an excellent point that you make. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. Roger, he makes an excellent point. I mean, they blame everything on, I mean, you know, we make fun of it around here, but they very effectively blame everything on Republicans.
No, I think Bob hit the core problem that we have as a country and a society right now, and exactly right. Obama, specifically Democrats in general, are blamed for nothing. In fact, they essentially have a positive brand with the average citizen.
Right.
Admittedly, many of those are low information citizens now, unfortunately, increasing numbers. And the reason is because of the media / popular culture. Because the media / popular culture is the filter through which we get our information. Even, you know, highly informed people, that's where I get most of my information, is in some form from the popular culture. And it's controlled by the hard left. Hollywood controls our popular culture. And the reason I say popular culture is it's gone way beyond the CBS Evening News now. I mean, it's 24/7, 365. It's literally every television program you watch in the sports world. It's ESPN. ESPN is a hardcore culturally liberal network. And they're very subtle. Well, I don't think it's so subtle, but they're fairly subtle about it. So a lot of people don't even get that.
Right. Yeah.
But the point is, the hard left, hardcore leftists control our popular culture now. And they slant all the information. Anything that any conservative Republicans do is going to have a negative slant on it. Anything that Democrats, liberals do is going to have a positive slant on it. And I would even go as far to say, I would say, if Republicans came up with a cure for cancer, that would somehow be spun by the popular culture left-wing media as some kind of a negative.
Look at all those research jobs that they just put everybody
in. Yeah, now we're going to have an overpopulation problem.
Yeah.
How bad that's going to be for the environment. I mean, you can get going on.
I guess we can find some silver lining to the cloud, Nostradamus, in the sense that at least there's some sort of job security for guys like us.
Yeah, there'll be some jobs for guys like us. I think there will be. At least I hope so.
Yeah, down at the stable shoveling, you know what.
Okay. I mean, I hate to sound such a pessimistic tone, but I think that's the situation that we're dealing with.
But it's part of the world we live in, and that at least is in part why you do what you're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, I make light of it, but whether we're here doing it or not, there's a need for this sort of thing. And in that sense, it will be answered. The call will be answered by someone.
What we can do, every person can do what they can do.
Yeah.
And don't worry about the big picture implications. Just do what you can do. And that's exactly the spirit of those brave men that died on the road between Lexington and Concord.
That's right.
They were doing what they could do. And look where that ended. So.
That's right, folks. Spread the word. Spread the truth. Help us out. Okay. That's all the time we have for today. We're heading over to Cafe Positano. And
what's happening tomorrow night?
Oh, tomorrow night, Mike McBath and Reggie Branch. And
a football show.
We're going to talk about the Redskins scandal. Night, everybody.
News Talk 660 WORL. Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.com. Division of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ.